Welcome back to the Tony Black and Friends podcast. Boy, we got a whole new episode for you. Sitting to my right is my homeboy, my Ace Boon Coon, T'Challa.
Yo, what's popping?
And you see my boy Nori in the background, you know, spinning the wheels of steel. But we ain't got no music, though. You know,
but not I'm doing yet. A little something over here.
Not though. Yet. We gonna, yeah.
Oh, the we engineer gonna, slash what? Co-host for yeah, the day.
Yeah. What? Down. Hey, hold man, down. We got a couple people that called in. You know, Spice called in again.
Hey, she been out on FML before COVID started,
for
right?
A minute, yeah. No, man.
She don't know us no more.
We got mail coming through in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? He running a little late, running behind. That's another point. That's a half a point right there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But other than that, man, shoot, we ready to get this thing rolling, man. Yep, what you think, T'Challa?
Hey, COVID had us on lockdown for a minute, man.
Man, hey, ain't nothing like that quarantine coochie, though. I don't know about you, man. I don't know about you.
Hey, say it's good not to be single during the COVID time.
Oh, hell yeah. Because, man, one thing about that quarantine coochie, man, that thing be good and marinated, boy.
Just woo! Wait.
Ain't like it's been sitting in a crock pot.
That's it. You ain't got nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Might just go ahead and get in that bed.
Get in the bed.
Get it right.
Boy, look at here. You wake up in the morning because that's the best time, though.
Hey, what?
What? That thing
been
be
marinating
good
all night.
Hey. All night hey, this, in the crock pot.
Hey, it's good for you, too.
What?
You know, that morning wood, you ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey,
true. Yeah,
hey, just roll on over.
Exactly.
Just roll on over.
Ain't no buffering needed or nothing. Now, the buffering could be good, though. But, ooh, hey. That's when you.
And all the single people mad right now got anger issues and everything because of COVID.
Hey, amen.
Yeah.
You scared to let people come over now because you don't know if they got. What is it, COVID-19 or whatever, yeah. Coronavirus?
You ain't talking to nobody without a
mask. Nobody.
You fuck around, take them home, they got them Waffle House teeth.
Hard times, man. Hard times.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, man, that COVID is something else, though, man. That thing is serious,
yeah.
Man. It just popped off.
So what's been going on with you since our last episode? Since
the last episode? Yeah. Well, I did a couple of shows.
Yeah, I was at.
Yeah, I did a couple of shows. I was at the Improv, and then you came out to that Dream City.
Yep. It was nice.
I feel like I ate a quarter of a dick sandwich that night.
Oh,
but,
damn!
But you know, T'Challa. Hey,
he did good.
You know, as a comedian, we are the hardest critics on ourselves. You know what I mean? Even though people may roast you and say, oh, man, you ate a dick sandwich. But when it comes down to it, you're the hardest critic on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that night, I was like, man, damn, this comedy shit. Man.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, but I'm going back. I'm going back.
To Dream City?
Dream City, yeah, probably in the near future.
Okay.
But not, you know.
You heard that? If you're listening to Taisha, he said he's coming back.
Yeah, Taisha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my girl, though. That's my girl. So when I'm getting ready, you know, come back, I'm going to go ahead and hit her up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it was a good night, man. It was a great venue.
Yeah.
If you ever want to get some live comedy, live music, check out Dream City, Taisha Williams. You know what I'm saying? Thursday Live crew.
Yep, I definitely had a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Real entertaining every Thursday night. Thursday Live vibe. Oh, yeah. My boy Type Mike did his thing. Desmond and my homeboy Vince.
Vic or Vince?
Vince Taylor.
Okay. That's
Type
a funny
Mike,
dude.
Desmond Atkins. Yeah. Yeah, man. Very good crew. Man, and them singers, man. They
oh,
good,
man. Yeah. Hey, that thing right there. Y'all. Like at Apollo.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Only thing, I mean, we could have had Sandman Sim come out for the one comedian. But, hey, the singer was on point. Hey, that one comedian, he should have snatched off stage.
Bad.
What?
Should have got booed
man,
off.
Man, what? Come man, on, I don't know where they get that dude from. Oh, like, they just pulled him off. They just needed four people to fill the spot. Like, hey, you. You look funny. Get up here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He ain't getting no laughs?
That's great.
A couple.
Maybe he laughed at himself. Hey, yeah. He was.
Man.
Yeah. But, hey, like you said, hey, it probably was his off night.
Yeah, man, we are. Listen, every comic got an off night, man. You know, every comic got an off night.
Yeah, that wasn't his night. That wasn't his night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at comedy tapes, you'll see that. In the audience, you can't focus on the people that's not laughing.
Yeah.
And they always tell you that.
He would probably, it wasn't nobody there he couldn't focus on.
Right. Oh, man, that's bad. Everybody, he looking
at everybody
the straight face. Everybody with the straight face.
This dude nasty, man.
Hey, we mad, boy. I'm at the bar. I'm like, hey, I just go get me something to drink right now.
This is bathroom
break time. This is intermission.
Yeah. Go smoke a cigarette out.
Let me go fill up my truck. I'll be back. I'll be back with
gas. Leave the whole venue.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go get gas. I'll be back by 20 minutes.
Hey, I came back. He's still on stage. Man, come on, man.
Oh, that's bad.
Hey, I don't know that dude.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's what happened. Yeah. Like, if you know what? Like, when you do a good show, you know, people be dapping you up.
And hey, people going to remember you.
Hey, man. Hey, nigga. Hey, you got that thing on DVD? But yeah. I remember one time I got off stage, boy, people like, man, don't come over here. Please not bring your ass over here.
Hey, he's looking over here. Don't make no eye contact.
Yeah, no eye contact.
Okay, you know what? The best thing we do is be nice. Hey, I saw you.
Hey, what else? Hey, Tony Black, what that other comedian that out?
Was that came behind you and was on fire? That dude,
it was funny.
That nigga just stumped you deep in the ground.
Yeah.
You don't have to go 7 feet, it's just 6 feet. You know what I mean?
Listen, they don't even want you to think about coming back up.
Don't come back, niggas. Bullshit, you did, nigga. Come on, man. You know, that's part of the business, man. That's life.
You got to be a professional about it and keep it moving.
Yeah, it's just like when you go on that first date and you know, hey, man, this thing is already mapped out. I'm going to hit it good. You hit it good that one night, then all of a sudden that next night you fizzle. Like,
she was like,
what the fuck was that, nigga?
Are you the same person?
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Coming over here with that babbit ass shit.
Yeah.
Go back out the door and come back in. Go back. Try this over again.
Yeah.
Let's do a redo. Yeah. Let's do it over again. Other than that, man, I just been chilling.
Yeah.
I just been chilling, man, just working and stuff like that, trying to work on this craft and get better. That's all, man. Just get better and better.
Hey, well, COVID give you the time to, you know, to break stuff down.
Yeah,
and
shit.
Yeah.
You imagine niggas that's jacking off right now, COVID done told him, boy.
Hey, arm just looking like the Hulk.
One arm.
Nigga, pick you up with one good arm. That's a jack-off arm. Nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man. Shit, this COVID thing, man. And you know, this quarantine, man, had people thinking a lot about the person you with.
Yeah,
because you look over there in the middle of the night and say, God damn, how much life insurance I got on this motherfucker, man.
Hey, look, I saw this video. Uh-huh. This dude was with his girlfriend, and she said, I got a question for you. She said, hey, if you had a chance to spend the rest of your life with me, or B. He said, B.
Damn. That's messed up. Didn't even let her get it out.
Wow. She said, I haven't even said it. He said, B.
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 B. B. Whatever it
can't
is.
Be no worse. Than,
whatever
you know
it is.
What I'm saying?
A.
Damn. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Hey, that's messed up. That's what this COVID doing.
What? You spend the rest of your life on the moon and shit.
Hey,
I'll take
B.
It. I'll
B.
Take
I'm
moon.
Out.
I take moon hey, forever.
Strap the rocket to my back. I'm out.
Gone. Yo, that's crazy. But yeah, that's how it's been for some people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
but you know what, man? For the most part, this COVID haven't been bad for me, like personally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been hanging out with the same people.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Work didn't stop.
Work didn't. Yep. Yep.
Laid off for hours.
Nope.
Didn't change. So financially,
everything is still the same for me. It just I just got to wear a mask at certain places.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just this COVID thing. It's like a super flu.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? It's a super flu that people need to really pay attention to. As soon as you feel something going on, you got to get out there
and isolate yourself. Yep. Exactly.
And isolate yourself. And then you'll be all right.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get no attention, it's just like any other flu. The flu been killing people for the longest.
For the longest.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't take care of it. It's like anything else.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's an infection, a viral infection that, you know, you got to take care of. So get your ass out there and go to the doctor, man, if you feel anything. Even if you got diarrhea, your booty running this shit.
Anything.
Got that booty COVID.
Booty COVID. Get COVID on your ass. And COVID coochie.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang. Oh,
I don't want none of that.
No part of that.
You, hell
can,
nah.
You can keep that. Yeah. You done made me forget what I was about to say, Black.
COVID coochie. Oh,
man,
what? COVID coochie. You all off.
Yeah, done messed up my train of
thought. That motherfucker, man. That bitch got that COVID, nigga.
That's why she's single.
Yeah.
Man, dang, Black. I was about to say something, man. Oh, shoot.
Bring it back. Bring it back, T'Challa. Bring it back, man. Bring it back. Bring it back.
It's going to come back around. It's going to come back around.
It's going to come back, man. So how the kids doing, big dog?
Everybody doing good, man. Eating. Oh, my. See, that's one thing about this. We back to COVID again. Because, boy, COVID got your kids at home eating.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Eating a week's worth of food in a day.
Yeah.
Hey, you doing this.
I'm watching them grow by the minute now. Man.
Nigga taller than you.
What?
Before COVID.
Voice none changed and stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, my boys walking around the house, no shirts and boxers on. Wait a minute.
Hold on, I'm supposed to do that.
Exactly. Hey, not I you. Pay the bills here. Go put on some shorts and a t-shirt, man.
Yeah, you need to look decent walking around. Yeah.
But you feeling yourself a little too much, ain't it?
Hey, dad, you see that, dad?
Can I drive? Dad, let me drive. Wait a minute. Put some shorts on, put a shirt on, then we can talk about driving. Yeah. You want to drive my shirt with just boxers on and no t-shirt. What's wrong with you, son?
You going to the store like that? You going to white beater on
Look, and then
shorts?
I got my younger one. That's my 15-year-old, no shirt and boxers.
Yeah.
My 11-year-old, he want to walk around the house with a sweater and a hoodie on.
Yeah.
With a hoodie on.
Oh. Yeah.
Huh?
Nigga, you at the Total
opposite. Man, this Florida.
Yeah, you don't even need that.
Hey, take the trash out. Take that off.
Take it off.
Pass out.
Ain't coming outside to look for you in this heat.
Yeah. Dude. Then I'm passed out on the side of the house somewhere. Yeah.
Hey, seen your brother out there. Go look for your brother, man.
He been gone for too long. Yeah. Man. Go see where he at.
I don't know why he went. Yeah. What is that hoodie for?
Kids, man.
Yeah, that's Florida.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm about to start my own school. I'm about to accreditate myself. And I'm finna be giving out scholarships.
What's going to be the name of your school?
I don't know.
T'Challa University. T'Challa University.
The University of COVID or something. Everything going to be dealing with COVID. Mm. Maybe I can get grants that way, too.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Might be on
Definitely,
something.
Man. Sure. Yeah. Government giving out money, man.
A lot of people going to jail over that money too.
Hell yeah, don't fuck.
You see any people getting grants and stuff, buying Lamborghinis and?
Yeah, see that's it.
Yeah, stupid.
Listen, I ain't buying no Lamborghini, no Maserati, no Bentley. You going to invest that money?
That's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
If I get a dual citizenship somewhere and move.
Exactly.
They might get hip to what I'm doing and ask for this money back.
I know. Yeah,
what money? Be like Debo on them. What
that.
Money?
What? That's my money.
That's my money.
I want to spend the government's money.
Hey, until they come kicking in your dough and stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
ATF, we looking for you.
Yeah.
Nigga dick hanging out. ATF, what is that? Ah, nigga shot me in the dick. Son of a bitch.
Damn. You gotta watch it. They gonna come and get their money back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now, listen.
People living it up now, but they gonna come
up.
For you.
They already get it set up. You could play...
Yeah.
You can play stupid if you want with the government. I've been in that situation before. I had a student loan that I wasn't paying back, and that shit was government. They said, "Don't worry about it. You don't even have to talk to us." Really, seriously, you don't have to talk to us. I was telling them, "Man, what's going on? I don't owe you nothing." Yeah, you don't. You don't. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. 2 weeks later, that shit was coming out of my paycheck.
Uh-huh.
I called payroll like, "No, they government." Your government, they're garnishing your wages. You're garnishing your wages until you done meet your balance.
Yeah, they got me like that too.
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah,
no questions.
Yeah.
What?
I'm looking at my thing like, damn, $300-something is missing. Hold on. Man. I'm calling trying to find out what's going on. And then I found out they got me.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So it didn't have like nothing on the side that said?
Nah.
Oh, it just vanishes.
It just vanishes. But then, actually, when I pulled the thing up, it was something on the side. But, I wasn't used to seeing it, so I didn't pay no attention to that.
Garnishment.
Then it was like, boom, And it said garnishment. I said, oh. Yeah. And then I'm like, what is it for? And it was student loan.
Yeah, at first, a nigga don't know garnishment. What the fuck garnishment? Sure. What the fuck is this? You called down there and say, well, the government. You got to get into contact with them. But they called us and told us this amount.
You called them. They were like, oh, now you want to talk.
Yeah.
Now you got my number. Yeah. Oh, now you know me.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know me before.
Oh, now you want to talk payment plan.
Too late. Too late, nigga. Mm-hmm. Too late. Mm-hmm. Too late.
No, we got you now.
Man, you talk about I was hurt.
But it
wasn't too bad, though.
I can imagine, but you expecting all your money.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't care if you missing $20.
Yeah.
If you on like, a budget, you expecting all
You know how much you get paid. Yeah. Every week, every 2 weeks, every month, whatever, you know them numbers.
Yeah.
And when something ain't right, you like, what?
You're like, hold on.
Wait
now.
A minute.
Yeah.
Exactly. What?
Yeah. Yeah, man. That's not a good feeling, man. I was there. I've been there. That's not a good feeling.
Hey, you become a detective in those type of situations.
Yeah.
Hey, boy, you got to get to the bottom. You got the pistol in the ear, boy. You just
you can't say nothing. Because you know you took the money.
Yeah.
And you done balled out with that money thinking you don't have to pay back and shit. Because I was thinking it's like regular credit and shit. Where you can ride out on them motherfuckers. Government? Shit.
Nah.
Hey, boy, let me get that up out of you, man.
Hey, but now you sick. You don't want to go nowhere. You laying in the bed, crawled up in the fetal position.
Hey, boy. Hey, that damn garnishment, that shit was choking me, right? When it first came on, it was choking me like Ving Rhames from Baby Boy. Oh, yeah. Call for your mama. That's right. Call for your mama. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now you want to talk, right? Yeah, if we was on lockdown, huh, I'll make you get on your knees and fix it.
Oh, Ving Rhames, boy.
Choking the shit out of me, boy.
Yeah.
That shit, boy, that shit hurt it for a minute, boy. Then I was like, man, fuck it. I did take the money. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to come to realization.
Yeah.
You took that money. Mm-hmm. You took that money. They got you, man.
Yeah.
You signed your name, right? Mm-hmm. And you accepted that cash.
Yep.
And you went out to the strip club that night.
And they're making it rain.
Hey, boy. Ain't nothing like that student loan, boy. When you get extra money back after you done paid for everything, boy, that money be looking so good in your account. Then you get that call from your home, boy. Hey, man, what we doing tonight, nigga? We going to the club.
It's on me.
Nigga. Yep. Hey, nigga, two lap dance on me, nigga. Yeah. For real.
And you don't think about that stuff in the
I know, right?
In the midst of it. You just.
22, 23, you don't think about none of that money. Shit.
Then it was free money.
Yeah, then. Yeah. Right now, you think about that shit. Damn, boy.
Hey, when you get older, boy, that's money with interest. That's a loan with interest, boy.
Mm-mm. Hey, look here. Yep. Man, I just paid off Capital One and shit, right? One thing about Capital One, like I tell people, man, even though you got fucked up credit, they're going to give you credit again. Capital One take chances on
you. They're like, we don't care. We
got you, man. We got you. Just, you know what I'm saying? We know that you owe us. And you in collections for that shit that we owe, but we're going to give you a new credit card to fuck up that too.
Yeah.
Fuck that up too.
Hey, say that. Say Capital One goal is to make it worse than what it was in the beginning. Hey, we finna mess your life up.
Exactly.
Hey, they in the wrecking business game, boy. Yep. They don't care.
Nigga, tell you, hey, what's in your lock? Wallet. What the fuck you think, nigga? Capital One, nigga, shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, I got a Capital One.
Hey, you do. Hey, look at my wallet now, boy. I got Capital One. Yeah, baby, Capital One, man. Shit, they right, boy.
You know what? Matter of fact, I had a car loan through Capital One.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Some years.
Yeah. Capital One, man, shit.
Yeah, they came through for me. Hey, I paid them
off. I'm telling you one thing about Capital One. They believe in black people.
Man. Hey, they do.
They do,
hey,
man.
They might well have a fist up.
I know,
like this
right?
On their sign.
Capital One.
What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet? A whole bunch of niggas. I got what's in my wallet.
What's in your wallet, bro?
A whole bunch of niggas in my wallet. Capital One. Give it up for Capital One, man. They're giving everybody credit. Even if you got fucked up credit. Uh-huh. Get your credit right. Go back to Capital One.
Hey, they helped me out. Thank you, Capital One.
Yeah, I know that's right, boy. Look at here. My credit score. My credit score looking nice now.
Yeah.
It's looking good.
Hey, you live and learn, man.
Yeah.
You live
when
and
you
learn.
Young, you don't give a fuck.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
You don't care nothing about that stuff.
Yeah, fuck credit, man.
Yeah, you don't know about it.
You got to be educated on that stuff.
Yeah,
man.
You have to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Got to educate the kids now, man. So they don't make the same mistakes we did.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, got to.
When you're young, you really don't pay attention to a lot of shit.
Nothing.
I remember when I was working at a grocery store, and this Jewish white guy, told me, listen, if you save $50 a week from your paycheck and invest it in the right investment, in 20 years from now, you'll be retired. Like, this nigga don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Right? And he was right, though. Mm-hmm. Just think, you invest $50, you know what I'm saying, into your future, into your retirement. You know what I'm saying? You pick the right investment plan to get into, man, 20 years from now, that money's going to grow. And you could retire. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the best thing to do, you know, like a lot of young people, when you're out there, just pay attention to the older people, man. Because
they know what they're talking about.
They know exactly what they're talking about, especially a white Jewish guy. old Jewish guy, yeah.
Yeah, because he got money.
Yeah, he got money. Hey, he didn't have to tell me nothing. But he said, hey, if you do this,
what was the name of the grocery store?
Man, listen.
It was his grocery store.
No. He probably did own it.
Probably owned a lot.
Probably owned a lot. You know what I'm saying? He probably owned his whole block.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, and one thing about certain people that's rich, you would never know that they rich.
Oh, no.
Because they don't dress rich.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Unless they're going out to an event.
Yep.
You know, but a lot of rich people don't even dress.
That's the way to be.
Mm-hmm. I remember there was, you know, back in the days growing up down there, down south, man, there was drug boys. You didn't know they were drug boys because they drove regular cars. Mm-hmm. But God dog, boy, they own like two blocks. Mm-hmm. They own two blocks.
Yeah, it's these fools, man, that want to go flaunt everything and show everybody what they got and all this.
You can't.
Doing all this, you know.
Bring too much attention to yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, they money in their mouth, on their cars, on their girls. And, you know, if you got a, if you silly and you get a silly person with you, both of y'all too silly.
Yep. Yeah.
One silly plus another silly equal two sillies. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
And eventually broke.
Yeah.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. You know, so don't be flossing out there. Nah. Don't floss. I mean, ain't nothing to floss about. Get into that buying some property. Mm-hmm. Like I was watching Lil Boosie. Lil Boosie say, Lottie Cat, man, you know. Reason they don't have no money now. Because they don't do no investment. See, I invest my money, property, stocks.
Got to be smart with it.
Yeah.
Have some land. See, when you get land, that means you somebody.
Yeah.
So I was like, he right. Mm-hmm. He right, man. You get some land, boy. Ooh, you in there.
Yep.
You in there, man.
Yep.
It's all about having a piece of land. You know,
smart move.
They sold a lot of land, so we got to try to get it back some type of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some type of way.
Hey, you see these videos with people saying, go back to your country. All right, then, let's go. Let's go. Shit, you brought me over here. You brought me over here on the way back.
Matter of fact,
me off.
You leave first.
Yeah, exactly.
Motherfucker, you build a boat, and we all get on there. You know, y'all go back to where y'all was coming from and drop us off to where we came from.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all picked us up from.
And,
right?
And let the Indians have their country back.
Matter of fact, some of us won't be leaving then.
I know.
Some of us won't be leaving.
I know, that's it. So I'm be stuck right here. Nah, man, I ain't going back. Shit. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm cool with the Indians too, man. They ain't got no problem with me.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't never had a problem with an Indian.
Chief Big Hole ain't American. Got no problem with black people. Chief Big Hole, I ain't got no problem with black people. They good with me. Chief Big Hole.
Yeah. Tribe full of women.
Man, shoot. Look at here, boy. Man, it's been a ride, man.
COVID, man.
COVID is something else, brother.
That's what it was.
Talk to me.
Talk to me. Say the word COVID, and it came back. To
you. Jesus said.
Like, nobody never imagined having to wear a mask anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially being black and wearing a mask in a store.
Oh, yeah.
Or a bank.
Oh, yeah.
Or just anywhere to get stuff. Yeah. You know, you walk into places now. Hey, yeah, let me get. Matter of fact, I was in Publix. I was buying some beer with my mask on and all that stuff. Lady didn't even ask for ID.
Damn. For real?
I said, what?
Yeah.
Why this could happen when I was younger?
Yeah. You'd have been buying all kinds
what?
Of stuff.
Hey, just all in the store. You know, we went to the little, what we call Habib stores back then. You know, you didn't need no ID back then at the Habib.
Yeah.
But yeah, walking in the store now with your mask on, it's a norm. Hey, yeah, let me get that. But, no ID.
But you remember before the mask, everybody wearing masks. You walk in to the store with a mask, everybody looking at you. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Hell no.
Yeah.
Don't get next to that motherfucker. Yeah, he's sick.
Now you can't. And you get out your car without your mask on. You walk halfway. God.
Yep. Yeah, I done did it.
Yeah, let me go back and get this.
You walking around. Yesterday. Everybody got their mask on. You like,
dang
everybody
it.
Looking at me.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Now you the one like, this motherfucker looking sick without a mask.
Yep.
I went to go pick up some pizza for the boys the other day. I hopped out of the truck. Boom. Walked in the store. Everybody got a mask on except for me.
They looking at
I
you
said,
like,
I look back at my truck. I'm in here now.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to take this.
Yeah. I ain't making that walk back.
Ain't going back. It's too hot out there, boy.
But, you know, some places not fighting you. Some places not fighting you when you walk in like, but you see, like, a lot of places, people getting into fights with security over the mask.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But a lot of places, I went to Publix a couple of times. I was walking around and said, oh, wait a minute. Let's not say nothing.
Yeah, there. Not in Publix.
You might say it's racial.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
Publix like,
excuse me.
Trying to throw you a hint.
And they were looking at me like, all right, so you're the only one in here without a mask, right, buddy? And I was just walking around. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And I said, oh, shit. So I took my T-shirt and put it over my face. Covered my whole face with my T-shirt. Hey, we're not talking about that, all right? We're not talking about that, all right? Just over the fucking nose line, and that's it. We need to see your eyes. mean? I was like, oh,
so
shit.
You cover your whole face up?
Cover my whole face. I just put my whole t-shirt. Whoop. Like, oh shit, wait a minute. This nigga might try to
blue,
rob
blue
this
man
shit.
Group.
Blue man. Oh,
<shit. laughs> Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, man. But this COVID is crazy.
Man.
Yeah, listen. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Look, you know what gets me? You know what gets me?
Yeah.
I'm driving down the street. And I look over, and I see this person with a mask on, windows up.
Nigga.
And looking at me like I'm crazy.
And then and then you drive back, right, and you see that person in the ditch.
I'm masked out.
You done cut off your oxygen.
Man, I'm like, what kind of foolishness is
you
this,
you got the
man?
Window up?
Yeah,
window
with the mask on.
Mask on.
With the just mask rolling. On. Matter of fact, yeah. I saw a coworker the other day. I'm yeah. driving. I yeah. see them coming with the mask. I see them in their car with the mask on, windows up. I said, hey, old lady, take that mask off. She was like, what? Oh, shoot, I forgot I had it on. Took it off.
Okay. Take it off.
Yeah. Your ass wound up in the ditch.
Yeah, yeah, man. That's about them. Oh, my goodness.
I see police people doing that all the time.
I yeah. seen a person riding with the mask and the shield on.
Yeah.
And the shield.
Yeah.
Huh?
You see people working out on the street. Jogging.
Yeah, with
the mask on.
Mask. Oh,
what?
Yeah. No.
Come see, on. You nah. outside now, man.
Yeah.
Then you see them face down there. In the grass. I try to tell you, take the mask off.
Hey, I kid you not. I was jogging one day, and I'm running towards these people who walking. It was husband, wife. Oh, did I tell y'all this? I don't know. I can't remember.
Nah.
Husband, wife, and two kids. Uh-huh. Man, when I tell you, when they saw me, when I got closer to them and they saw me, boy, they grabbed their kids and, like, headed for the bushes.
Yo, for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, thank you. Now yeah. I got the whole sidewalk to myself.
To myself, yeah.
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 Well, I'm talking about straight for the bushes. Like I was the plague.
Yeah. Like, he coming. It's coming.
Because they had people just being silly. Because they told you at one point, oh, it's airborne. Mm. Then all of a sudden, no, it's not
it's
airborne.
It's not, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, when they said it was airborne, people was working out on the street, jogging with their mask
yeah,
on.
Yeah.
Bicycle riding with their mask on. Lifting weights.
Yeah. With the mask on.
With the mask on.
Yeah. Foolish.
Come on, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, one guy died, actually, wearing a mask in the car because he ended up crashing.
Crashing, yeah, I saw that.
I saw that, man. Damn. You know, rest his soul, but... You got to understand, they tell you to wear the mask when you're out in public.
Common sense
got to
click in sometime.
Exactly. And if you're a big dude, your common sense should be automatically common sense.
Yeah, you hard for you to breathe without
exactly.
the mask.
You know what I'm saying?
So you definitely don't need it on.
You thinking they sleep. They
wide awake. You're breathing heavy.
Take that mask off your face, nigga.
Shoot. Hey, yeah, hey, people, please be safe.
Yeah, be safe.
Use some common sense to
be mindful.
When to wear your mask, without.
Please,
you know,
because
it don't make no sense.
We don't need nobody else in the ditch.
So don't.
Yes, man, or running into me on their way to the ditch.
I know. Yeah, don't take me with
you. Yeah, man. Dang.
Yeah, you had to catch
somebody. Be considerate.
Yeah. You're like, damn, man, you almost hit the floor, man. I had to catch you. Shit. Why don't you take the mask off? We out here in the air. Ain't nothing.
Hey,
I'm going
to let you fall.
Yeah, man.
Something that.
Yes, sir.
Ain't catching nobody.
For sure, boy. Hey, man, T'Challa, man, I think, hey, man, we're going to have to close this show, man. Coach? I know it's going good, man, but we're going to have to come back, man.
Come back.
You know what I'm saying? Give him a little something, you know what I'm saying, for the next episode.
Let's
you know
do
what
it.
I'm saying? I don't know, man. We're going to have to do something, man. But we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. T'Challa, what you got to tell him out there, man? You got anything?
Hey. Just be safe.
Yeah,
I mean,
be safe.
This COVID thing, it is what it is.
For
so
sure.
Protect yourself
sure.
like you should be doing every day.
Yeah.
With everything.
Nori, what you got, Nori?
Hey, same thing, man. I'm going to just piggyback off of that. Yo, it's the new norm, you know, just be safe when you got your when you're out and about, just throw your mask on.
Yeah.
You know, when you're outside the car, when you're in public.
Yeah.
Stores and all that, public places, just throw the mask on and just, you know, continue to practice washing your hands and doing all that stuff that you know
that you
should have
been
doing anyway.
Exactly.
You know, just be clean.
Be clean.
Yeah, be clean, man.
Be clean.
You know
make
what I'm
sure.
And just handle your business, man.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Like they always say, this too shall pass. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So until the next time, everybody, you've been listening to the Tony Black Podcast and Friends.
And Friends.
So if you're out there, listen, laugh, and share that shit. Yeah.